Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And it is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And of course, our Community Connection always brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. Auction! Somebody said auction earlier today. I was looking for a fast talker with a gavel, but I got two nice, lovely ladies here today to tell us all about the auction.
Well, we are so excited. And yes, I do talk fast, but not quite that fast. I don't quite talk that fast. Tomorrow is our annual auction, and somebody says, what in the world are you talking about? Are you selling the radio stations? No. No. We're still here. We still like our jobs. But what our salespeople have been doing, they've been out visiting with all the different clients they've got around town. And if they buy a certain advertising package, then we go in and we buy products from them, whether it's gift certificates or brand new merchandise. And the whole idea is we're going to have an auction with all that merchandise and gift certificates tomorrow morning at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. And we want everybody to come and join us for the fun because they're going to get great bargains.
Yes, they are.
Yes, yes. We've been doing this now here in Bartlesville over 25 years.
Which is a good start.
Yeah. So we're kind of got a system to have what we do. But we make sure everybody walks away happy. That's what we like to do. We give away free prizes. It doesn't cost anything to get your numbers. You just come get a number, sit down, enjoy, and just raise that number whenever you want something. And the auctioneer will look at you and take your bid. But it is a lot of fun. Our staff will be out there, and we just like to see people to come and join us. But the thing we guarantee is that you're going to save money, because unlike most auctions, the price gets higher and higher and higher and higher until somebody finally stops. Well, that's not how it goes at our auction. At our auction, Miss Tina here has made a slip for each one of those things that we've purchased, each one of those gift certificates. And on that little slip, it says what the retail price was and what the 80% price is. So when that auctioneer hits that 80%, it's sold. Whoever has it at the 80% gets it. Now, many of the items don't even get that far. You know, they go 40, 50, 60% or whatever and things like that, because people are there to get a good deal and stuff. And we know that and we want that. And that's all part of the fun of it. So, it really is a neat, good thing. And, you know, we've been shopping this month. It's a tough job to shop, Tom, you know?
I've heard.
It's been a struggle.
No. Yeah. We love it.
I've seen some of the things you've been shopping for. You've had fun.
We have had a lot of fun. No, we have. It's a tough job that somebody's got to do it. We're well qualified to do it. So, but no, we've been shopping, and we have a whole long list of places that we've been and things that we've done. Tina has put together a website for this, and people can go and they can look at all the items by price and see what's there, and kind of pre-shop if you want to a little bit. She's got pictures of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Tell us how to get there.
If you go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, over on the right side, down at the bottom, I think it's towards the bottom, there's a little yellow box, and it has the My Little Auction Man on there, and it tells you some information. If you click on that, it'll take you to our web link, and then we have all kinds of pictures of what we have. There's the ability to download the list. If you want to make a shopping list, you can have your 80% price right there. You can highlight what you want, circle it, put a star on it, whatever, and be ready to make your bids tomorrow.
Oh, believe me, folks have systems. I've seen this in play.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, year after year.
And because, you know, we do open the doors tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, so people can start looking over all the items. At 9 o'clock is actually when the auction begins. And so you can come, and we will have, like I said, everything out, laying on tables and along the walls there. And so you can see what we have and look at the slips that Tina's made for them. But we also have a gift certificate wall, because we have a lot of gift certificates. We've been to a lot of restaurants and attractions, and we have ASAP guest cards or kickback cards or whatever and things. So we have a lot of different gift certificates, and you're saying you can't really put those out for people to see and touch and feel. So Tina's made, Tina has made for our wall here, charts, little slips that say each one, what on what are on each one of those gift certificates. And so it'll say like what the gift certificate is, and it'll say the retail price and the 80% price. And if it has an expiration date on the certificate, it'll tell you that too. Then she's also gone on and made into the website of some of the attractions. For instance, the Grand Country Music Hall in Branson. We have several different shows from that. And some of the shows are on Thursdays only, and some are on Sundays only, and some are Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, and some are at 2:30 in the afternoon. And so we want what you get to match with your vacation that you might be going to Branson. Mm-hmm. So Tina has gone on to the website for, Grand Country Music Hall, and put a little poster there of when their show times are, and if they have with a calendar. So it'll show whether they might take off a week in the fall or something like that. And so we don't want that to be the week that you're going to be there. So you can look at a lot of that ahead of time. So we encourage you to come and look at that gift certificate wall, look at those little posters and things, and kind of plan your trip. And so when you buy something, you know that it really is something that you can use. And there are great deals on those too. So be sure and look closely and come and just have fun. But we'll be there all morning. I mean, it does take all morning to do this. And so we'll be there all morning. If, you know, you can't be there right at 9 o'clock, that's okay. If you can't be there till 11 o'clock, that's okay. Still come then. It'll still be going. Trust me, it'll be going.
We have plenty of items.
Exactly. And some of the things that we have multiple gift certificates, like there's some gift certificates that we only have maybe 5 or 6 of or something like this. But then there's some that we might have 45 of, some of the attractions or things like this. So we might not, when they sell at the auction during the regular auction time, we might not sell all of them at that time. So we have another place on the wall that we put leftover gift certificates for. You come later and it's already been bid on and a price has been established, you can see, oh, well, earlier today, there was a gift certificate for Clay Cooper Theater in Branson and it sold for $7. And it's like a $40 ticket. But it was sold for $7, and we still have 20 of them left. So you can see that. Oh, okay, well, I want so many of those. So then you'll be able to go to Tammy at the table and say, Tammy, I'd like to have 4 of those at $7 for the Clay Cooper. And she'll say, yes, I can make that happen, and she'll give them to you. So we've got a system for a lot of this. It's a whole lot of fun. It sounds kind of crazy as we're telling you right now, but once you see it in action, it goes pretty smoothly. It was your first year, Tom, last year, so you kind of 2 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. So you've been here now for 2 of them, and it makes sense. It works.
But a well-oiled machine.
Indeed.
We hope so. We hope so. Keep our fingers crossed and lots of prayer behind it too. I will say that. But let's talk about some of the fun things that we've got.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
The really cool thing, we've got an electric bike from Boom Moto. Like this thing is so cool.
Wait a minute. An electric bike so I can sit on it, look good, and not sweat, huh?
And it's not...
Same man!
No, but it really goes out, you know, it's not an electric bike like you sit and you exercise.
It's not a stationary.
It's not a stationary bike. You know, you go flying and stuff. It's a zoomie, yeah. Ooh. And it folds up enough that you can fit it like in your trunk, too. So if you want to go someplace and go biking and stuff, you know, you can drive there and go bike around a lake or something like this, or go through the Osage Hill hills or whatever and things too and do it. And you can pedal downhill and let that electric take you uphill.
I kind of like it. Exactly. In fact, I do like it. Sign me up. Can I say Max? No, I can't do that yet. No.
It's a pretty neat thing. One thing that we've got too again this year, and some people were wondering if we would, we actually got a queen size orthopedic mattress from Edna Mattress Factory before it burned up. Mm-hmm. And so we do have a mattress from them. We've heard that they're going to try and reopen again, and we really hope that happens. But we did get one before the fire, so we do have a queen size mattress. That's kind of a neat thing. I tell you one thing I really like too that I enjoyed shopping for at Bob Loftus. I got a really nice love seat that has 2 recliners. It's leather. Of brown leather with 2 recliners, and it's got cup holders right in the middle too. So it's like awesome.
A really cool TV console as well.
Console there too, yeah. And you can use it as a TV console or any kind of a kind of little mini shelf type thing or whatever and stuff. It's glass I like that too. That was kind of a fun place to shop, and I loved it. So that was cool.
We also have a couple of side tables. We've got housewares. We've got books from local authors. You know, we've got the recliner again from Michaels, and it's really comfy. I really like it. It's really cute.
So you've given it a test ride?
I have not sat in it, but I like the color and the style of it.
Got
so
it. Okay.
What's the name of the cow?
We have livestock.
Yeah. Levi named the cow Shirley.
Oh, okay.
So we have a
Shirley. She'll be nice, is what he said. Surely.
Surely she will.
Yeah. Sure.
So we have a cow again.
We have the cow, so make preparations for that. She's pretty cool. So, you know, it's not every auction that you can come home with live animals. So, you know, that's fun.
And we've got a couple, though, that aren't live that are kind of cool for kids and things and stuff, too. What's your favorite, Tina?
The pink pony.
The pink pony, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
The llama.
The llama.
A wooden
There's
llama.
A vintage rocking llama. It's wooden. It's so cute. We got it from Rolls Market, and I love it. My niece is obsessed with llamas, so I know somebody who has their heart set on taking that home. Not me. It's not me. But I know somebody that does, so you better be quick on the uptake.
Caleb's daughter, Caroline, she was trying out the little pink stuffed horse,
little
too.
Pony.
The pony that's down there, too. And so it was really cute.
It is adorable, but... Yeah, I like the llama. We also have some big items.
Mm-hmm. That skid steer, whatever, bales thing that goes on.
The bale spear for the skid steer, the quick attach skid steer.
Okay.
It's a bale spear for that. So, you know, make preparations if you want that. I've heard a lot of talk about that. I've heard a lot of people thinking they're going to take that home. So, we also have a battery-powered chainsaw, which my dad has one of these. I've never used a chainsaw before, but I used my dad's. It's a steel. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And it comes with the charger, and it has the headphones and the gloves and safety glasses and... the bar chain oil and stuff. It's all one big package deal. Wow. And everything you need to cut down a tree.
Well, it's awesome. Sounds like already it's going to be quieter than Kevin's 16 cylinder he's got.
Well, the ranch. So the one I used wasn't like super more quieter. I guess it kind of was, but it was really lightweight. Like,
wow,
it's
good.
Super lightweight. Yeah. So if you have a shoulder problem or something like my dad, this is like a perfect chainsaw for you.
Wow, good.
Well, and if you talk about steel equipment, we've also got the weed eater too. Uh-huh. We usually have a steel weed eater.
Plenty
we have that, you know, as well. If you need an air conditioner, we've got an air conditioner from Hughes Lumber. And also from there, I got a really neat camo outdoor chair.
Director's
chair, whatever, that's got a little table beside it and stuff, you know. So it's kind of great for the patio or camping or whatever you might like and stuff. But, camo, can't beat that. That makes it fun, too. So
we also got a lot of things for the ladies. We got a lot of cutting boards from Bartersville Custom Cabinets.
Yep.
And to get there. And we have a lot of packages from the Rejuvenation Med Spa from Hill Dermatology. We have a lot of face creams, and then we have the Latisse, which is for the eyelashes. So if you've been interested in trying that, we have that. And we have...
Jewelry. Mm-hmm. Lots of jewelry. That makes it fun, too. Some that's, you know, more costume jewelry, and then we've got some that's more expensive, too. So kind of full the gamut on that.
Yeah. We have handbags. We have several different handbags.
And we've got several pictures and wall hangings and things like that that are kind of fun as well. So that's kind of neat for the home. Billy's Health Food. You know, went to Billy's and we talked to her and said, you know, what about for the person that doesn't know a lot about supplements and all? And so she kind of put together some packages of different things that would be good for you, whether you're going to be outside and want, you know, mosquito protection, or whether you have immune issues and you want, you know, help with that or whatever. She's kind of given us some different packages, and so we've got those in little deals and packages, little boxes or whatever you've got them in.
We've also got packages from Deep Fork Foods.
Oh, yes. A lot of spices.
Oh, they
things.
Smell so good. Yes. They have different mixes and seasonings and snacks and nuts and... the quirky little hand towels. They're so cute. They have different sayings on them. They're so much fun. So, check that on the website and see what all is in those packages. So,
what about our bad boy? We got a bad boy zero turn 42 degree or whatever you call it, inch riding mower. So that is, I know, exactly. when you have to mow and it's hot, you can't beat getting that little breeze as you're
Susie
zipping around.
Susie would look good on that.
yep. No, I think that's going to be a hot item. that's going to be a good one. You know, again, gift certificates and stuff from lots of good places. Price's Meat Market and a lot of the restaurants in town and things, too, that we've got.
And Crossing Second will also be there for concessions.
We will have concessions from them. So that's always a joy, too, because you think, okay, didn't have time to grab breakfast, and so they've got something there. And then as it gets more toward lunch, they'll
switch it over
and have a few goodies that way and stuff, too. So it makes it real handy for that.
And we also have toys. So there's stuff for the kids. You know, we talked about the ponies and the llama, but we have a lot of different Melissa and Doug toys, learning toys, fun toys. Like, so there's, you know, a little bit of something. There's my favorite little toy is it says Just Add Nature, and it's like a worm. Like if you're going fishing and you go dig up the little earthworms and stuff, I love it.
It's got the shovel and the little bucket thing and stuff or whatever too. Hey, how about golf? I mean, we have golf from Adams Golf Course, from Hillcrest in Coffeyville, from Caney Golf Club. Am I missing one? There's three places, maybe. Can't remember if there was a fourth. But anyway,
Hillcrest and Coffeyville.
I mentioned that. So if you like to golf, this is really a great way to be able to do it. And even if you're just a casual golfer, or if you know somebody that likes to golf, this stuff all makes good gifts, too. So
a lot of this is going to make good gifts. I think people do some Christmas shopping when they do this.
It's never too early. And, you know, they say Christmas in July. So you start your Christmas shopping in July, then by December you're done.
Right.
And there's no stress.
No stress. Price Tower, went to Price Tower, and not only we have some gift certificates from them, but also some of the souvenirs, the Frank Lloyd Wright souvenirs and things and stuff, so that's kind of fun. Also, the Marlin Mansion in Ponca City, went there, and we have some passes to the Marlin Mansion, which is fabulous if you've never been there, but then also some souvenirs from there, too, and some interesting books about E.W. Marlin and all that are kind of fun to read, a DVD and stuff like that. So, really fun. How about that smoker? Peter's Jewelry. True Value. Yeah.
We're both struggling on ways to, like, I can't get it out.
Well, Peter's Jewelry was actually, when I lived in Illinois, they were friends of ours that had a jewelry store up there. So I was Peter's True Value, not Peter's Jewelry. Somewhere that was coming out of my brain. But Peter's True Value, a smoker. So, if you've ever been interested in maybe, you know, I might want to dabble in it. Well, you're going to get a great deal on a wonderful smoker.
My son has an electric smoker, and he uses it all the time. It's so convenient. They just put something in for dinner and go do what they need to do and come back home. And Bridget makes smoked meatloaf. Like, man, I can't even tell you how good that was. Mm. So something you should try if you buy this smoker. We also have that paint sprayer from Spectrum Paint. So that's another thing I think my son would be interested in. So.
And gift certificates again, even from Anderson Flooring over in Ponca City. That's kind of a unique one that we have this year. And if you're needing to do some things in your home, that would be a good way to get a good deal for that. B&C Napa got an electric trailer jack. So, you know, you're tired of trying to pump up that trailer and jack and things.
Forever.
This electric. Stay
Sweet.
There and keep it. So, also, an air compressor. From there, that's a handy thing. And then one of those blowers that, you know, if you got water issues and stuff and you need a big blower fan or something, got that from B&C Napa too. So I was kind of excited about those three things that we got there. So that was kind of fun.
We have a lot of candles as well from the Crafty Candle shop. And we've got a little candlelight things
melting pots that
melting
have the
pots.
Wax that goes in there.
That's the word I'm trying to get to.
There you go.
Melting pots.
Tina and I have already been here a couple hours working on some
stuff,
so our brains are a little fried this morning. But also, what about Quilter's Hideaway? We've got neat things from Quilter's Hideaway this year. Gift certificates so you can go pick out your own, but also we've got some pre-cut rolls or squares of the fabrics, and along with a pattern that you can use to start. So if you really, kind of want to just start and try it and dabble it, this might be a good way for you to dabble in it and see if you want to try doing a quilt. And they are wonderful to help you, too. Mm-hmm. It's just a neat place, and they want to help you at Quilter's Hideaway.
Alrighty. Now, the auction is tomorrow morning at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Dewey, Doors open at 8. Auction starts at 9. Dory, how much does it cost to get in?
Nothing. It's free.
It's free. So what's your excuse? You got to come out there, bring your sense of humor, bring your pocketbook, and bring your friends.
It's air conditioned. It'll be cool in there too.
Oh yeah.
And we take all forms of payment: cash, check, card. Uh-huh. So we take chickens.
No.
I don't know about chickens.
No.
We're trying to get rid of the cow tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to do that.
I think livestock is out on that one. But
and our auctioneer is going to be John Nichols from Coffeyville. He's done it for us before. He does a great job. Fun guy. So you're going to enjoy that too.
Sweet. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow out there at the auction. Right.